How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham along with JC Haspel here in the studios. JC, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Appreciate everybody out there listening to our show. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend, whatever it is you might be up to. We always give away a free book on Money Talk for 10 years. Now I've done this show, and I've given away a free book every week for 10 years. I hate to think how many books I've given away, JC, over the years. Many, 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 many of them, obviously. The book this week, JC, we've never given away. This is one that we have not given away. My son's over there going, oh, I hope we can get the book. I can see it in his face. I did check. It's called Markets Never Forget, JC, but people do. How your memory is costing you money and why this time isn't different. I really like this idea. The biggest mistake people make, most common words are this time it's different, right, JC?
Right, right.
Gold's going to keep going up. It has to go up, right, after all? It's never been worth zero.
Of course.
And anyhow, this is a book, and it talks about Sir John Templeton's, the legendary investor's famous phrase, the most dangerous words in investing are this time it's different. He knows that he knew that though history doesn't repeat, it is an excellent guide for investors. This is written by Ken Fisher, the CEO of Fisher Investments, who's a well-known author, as well as a few other things. And he says the past gives you a prologue to the future, which is what I believe in investing. There are no new risks, JC, as I've said, only risks we have not discovered yet.
Very true.
The risks have always been there. We're just not always cognizant of those risks. And that's what this book talks about. It talks about not repeating your mistakes, not being caught in the traps of the market in the past, what's happened in the past, watching out for black swans, which is the black swan or events are what kill people in investing, don't you think?
Yes, yes.
For the most part. And or their own behavior. We're going to talk about that. But if you want a copy of this free book, we'll also send you, along with this book called Markets Never Forget, we'll send you a free one-page questionnaire that you can fill out, send back to us to get your own free custom 30-page Social Security report on how to get more out of Social Security, up to $250,000 more without paying in another dime. We're not going to tell you to pay in more. We're just going to tell you how to get more out of Social Security. That's what this report does. It also shows you how to spend down your assets, your IRAs, your Roths, your 401ks, your non-qualified accounts, to reduce the penalties and taxes, reduce the reduction in benefits from Social Security, and to reduce your taxes. And it could extend the life of your assets by up to 20 years just by changing the way you spend them, JC. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Without changing your investing at all or what you're invested in, it shows you how to get more just by the way you take the money out.
Right, spend right.
Because you could lower your tax burden. You can lower your burden substantially by doing it this way, and it could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars and make your assets last up to 20 years longer, which I don't know who wouldn't want that. I mean, who wouldn't want their assets to last 20 years longer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's 20 more years of life that it's paid for, so to speak. And that's what this report does for you. It's free. There's no cost for the report, no cost for the book. If you'd like it, just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Now, it is the weekend, of course, so you will get our voicemail. All we ask is that you leave your name and your address, please, when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book Markets Never Forget, and the report on Social Security, absolutely free. All you do is fill out the one-page questionnaire and send it back to us. Very simple, right, JC? Tough questions?
Yeah, they're not too tough for most people, anyways.
What's your name?
Some people have struggled with it, though.
Yeah, what's your date of birth? You know, stuff like that. Not too difficult to figure out. Anyhow, it is absolutely free, and it's a great report. We've run it for hundreds of people, and it's helped many, many people make hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last year and a half since I've been doing it, and it is absolutely free. We don't charge a dime for it. We don't charge for the report. We don't charge for the book. No charge at all, none whatsoever. And I encourage you to get it, no matter who you are. I encourage you to get it. The worst case scenario is you come out and find out that you're already getting the max, which
right.
The chances of that are slim to none, I will tell you. That probably applies to less than 1% of the people, or far less than 1% of the people that are actually maximizing their return on Social Security. Last week we talked about this House bill, JC 1374, which Weldon Watson sponsored down in the State House, who's a representative from Tulsa.
Yes.
His district is in the city of Tulsa, isn't it?
Yes.
Runs along 169, the west side of 169, right, in South Tulsa. What a coincidence that we have a mayor that wants to see the same tax go through in Tulsa.
Are you suggesting they've talked?
I think they might have. They must have communicated somehow telepathically or whatever. But this bill, House Bill 1374, is going to Senate committee right now. It's in the General Government Committee at the Senate. And what it will do is it will allow cities to raise your property taxes by up to 5 mils, which in the city of Tulsa would be $15 million per year, JC.
Wow.
It's real money. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
And this is just the first one of these. This is called a public safety district assessment, is what the bill says. It authorizes municipalities to put on the ballot and pass a bill by a simple majority, 50% plus one, a tax increase of up to 5 mils on the property owners in the city of Tulsa, or whatever city it might be, Bixby, Broken Arrow, whatever city it might be. Weldon Watson's district is squarely in the city of Tulsa, I will point out. And there's a certain mayor that I can assure you is going to support this tax. And I can assure you, if it passes the Senate, you're going to see it on the ballot, if not this fall, next fall at the latest. But I would bet this fall, if they can get it on there in time, if they can get through all the deadlines, you know, and the hurdles they have to clear to get it on the ballot.
And the goal of this is to
raise your taxes,
make people find Tulsa more attractive by paying more taxes? Is that the goal?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, here's the argument the cities make, and I'll tell you what their argument basically is. The argument is that for years, according to Oklahoma statutes and Constitution, they've been reliant upon sales tax for their revenue. Absolutely true. I have no argument with that. This
right.
is very true. This is the way it's set up. This is just a factual matter. This is not an opinion. Okay? And they say that sales taxes are too volatile, too irregular, which to agree they are in some cities. City of Tulsa has been losing money on sales taxes the last few years. The county's gaining, but the city of Tulsa is losing because people are moving out of the city of Tulsa and buying their things in Broken Arrow and Bixby and Owosso, right?
Right.
And so the city says, let's just say the city of Tulsa will argue this is to help smooth out our revenue stream, which in theory it may do. I will give them that. I will grant them that. But my argument is this. Is it a constant revenue stream you're seeking, or is it more revenue you're seeking? Because if it's constant revenue you're seeking, you know, less volatility in your annual numbers, then why don't you just have an offset in there where if you increase 5 mils on property tax, you reduce the sales tax by an equivalent amount, $15 million a year. If you're raising $15 million over here, you know, on the property tax, let's cut the sales tax by $15 million. That'll be revenue neutral, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, that would be revenue neutral. Now, it will change who pays it. Yes, that will change slightly who pays the tax, because sales tax hits a different population, part of the population, than a property tax does.
Right, right.
Right, and I understand that. I wouldn't have a problem with that if they would do revenue neutral. Do you think they're going to offer that?
No, I, of course not. No. Well, I don't understand. Why don't they just try to make Tulsa more attractive to business rather than trying to make it more?
They're doing a good job of doing the opposite.
Taxed.
Yeah. They want this tax, and then they've also talked about, you know, a sales tax on services, which is going to do wonders for services in Tulsa. I mean,
would you, in your wildest dreams, consider opening a business downtown Tulsa?
No.
I mean, my gosh.
Absolutely not. In fact, I wouldn't do one in the city limits of Tulsa right now.
Yeah.
For this very reason.
And the same thing with moving to the city of Tulsa. I mean, I purposely did not move to the city of Tulsa, even though I work here. I purposely chose not to move to the city of Tulsa just because of the property taxes.
Right. You live in which county, Jason?
I live in Wagner County, and
that's
I did
right.
that on purpose.
Yeah, and, you know, I had Ken Yeasel on my show the other day, and he talked about this, and this 5 mil tax, and the highest tax rate in the state of Oklahoma is in the city of Tulsa for property taxes. We have an area part of Tulsa, JC, that pays 140 mills right now in property taxes. And it's about to go to 145 if this bill gets through, and then they put in a 5-mill tax in the city, if that happens. I'm not saying it will necessarily, but if it happens, it'll be 145 mills. That's ridiculous. You know, Wagner County, parts of Wagner County are 70, 80 mills by comparison. Tulsa is at twice.
Right, right.
Twice what they are. I mean, that's absurd. And they want to make it higher.
I'm sure it's helping everyone's property values, too, when the taxes on the property go through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason Tulsa's losing the jobs to Bixby and Broken Arrow and Owosso.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're losing the sales tax revenue to those areas. And there's a reason they're losing the housing to those areas. It's because their taxes are too high.
Yeah.
And you keep raising them, you're just going to make the problem worse. It's not going to get better.
Well, can anyone name the country, the city, the state, the territory that has ever taxed themselves into prosperity?
The Soviet Union.
Yeah.
That's not around anymore, is it?
That's worked wonders.
Yeah, it's worked wonders for them. But anyhow, if you want to see this stopped, and I would encourage you to call Nathan Dom, who is the chair of the government committee that has this bill right now. He can kill the bill. All he has to do is say, I'm not going to bring it to a vote. Nathan Dom's phone number, 405-551-5551. Excuse me, 405-521-5551. That's 405-521-5551. And that's State Representative Nathan Dom, who's the chair of the committee that has this bill right now. He has the power to kill this bill. If you don't want to see your property taxes go up, you need to call him. 405-521-5551. If you'd like a copy of our free book today, Markets Never Forget, give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with him, along with J.C. Haspel. Hope you're having a great weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, Markets Never Forget, But People Do, How Your Memory is Costing You Money, and Why This Time Isn't Different. You can get a free copy of this excellent book and our one-page questionnaire to fill out to send back for your free Social Security report. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you the book and the report for free. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. JC, we had some numbers come out this week from the government. Jobs numbers.
Yes.
For March, it looks like we added 263,000 jobs for the month of March. A good month, decent month.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad at all. A lot better than the months we had under Obama, I can tell you. And I noticed one thing in the numbers that the news media didn't talk about, which I'm surprised they didn't talk about this because I would think they would see it as very relevant. Of these numbers, the 263,000 jobs, you have to look at more than just what the gross number is. You have to look, in my opinion, you have to look at what kind of jobs they are. Back under Obama, we lost a lot of high-paying jobs and replaced them with a lot of low-paying jobs.
Right, yeah.
Fast food jobs, part-time jobs, jobs paying $7.50 an hour, whatever it might be, $8 an hour, instead of jobs paying $100,000, $200,000 a year. These jobs, 57,000 professional and business jobs, hospitality, 55,000, manufacturing, 30,000 jobs. These are the kind of jobs we want.
Right, right.
These are the jobs that are meaningful to our economy and that pay more.
You're talking about the difference between a job and a career is what you're basically saying.
Yes. Well, and, you know, Trump's talked about bringing manufacturing back to the United States, and he's trying to do that.
I think
he's trying hard to do that. And he's cutting deals with the, you know, the manufacturers, the auto plants, people like that. And he's giving them incentive to bring those jobs back to the U.S. And I don't know if it's working yet or if this is the cause of it, but we're seeing some kind of shift here in the jobs numbers. We're seeing, and last month was a good month as well. February, we were up, I think it was 200 and some thousand. The revised number, 245,000 for February. So he's adding jobs. You know, his first day, he had more jobs than Obama did in 8 years. So,
right, right.
I mean,
well,
it's not
Obama spent the first, 6 years talking about jobs saved because there weren't any jobs created. So we're talking about the jobs that just weren't lost.
Right.
And counting those.
Talk about.
Which I don't even know how you do that. That's like counting lives saved.
You just make up a number.
Yeah. I drove down the road, didn't hit it with my car. So I saved a whole bunch of lives on my way to work today.
Anyhow. It's kind of interesting to see how they do this. But yeah, Trump has got some things moving. He's got the economy moving. He's definitely got the market moving. The market definitely likes him. There's no question about that, about what he's doing. We'll see, and we'll see how he does on this healthcare stuff and a few other things he's working on right now. JC, if you go to your doctor and your doctor says, JC, you've got high cholesterol, okay? And you've got a heart condition. Let's just say he says you've got a heart condition, you've got high cholesterol. You need to change your diet, right?
Okay.
That's probably what he's going to suggest, if that's the case. Let's just say I'm not a doctor, obviously.
Okay, this is not medical advice.
Let's just go with this, okay?
For anyone listening.
Yeah, let's just say he advises you to change your diet, to get a low cholesterol diet, things like that, low fat diet, right? And then let's say you go out and you completely ignore him and do like I do and go to Whataburger every day. Okay. Right?
Okay.
What do you think is going to be the end result?
Probably higher cholesterol.
You're not going to achieve the goal he set for you, right?
Probably not.
Okay. And the same goes true for investment advisors and their clients. We can encourage clients to engage in the right behavior, right, JC? But we cannot force them.
We can lead them to water.
Right. But we cannot force them to do what's in their best interest.
That is correct, yes.
Now, we try as we might, it does not always work. But really, you know, I've talked about this many times on the show, that our job really as an investment counselor is to modify behavior of the individual. Not the investment, but of the individual himself or herself. And the problem usually comes in not because the investment doesn't do what we expect. It does exactly what we expect, given conditions, usually. The problem comes in where the investor doesn't do what we expect.
Yes.
Or what they should do, what's in their best interest to do. And it's tragic to see the things we do, the mistakes that we make. I was reading this book by Nick Murray. I've got several of his books that I like, Nick Murray, a lot. And basically he says in here that, you know, having an advisor is like having an insurance policy, JC. The fee you pay them is to help avoid a colossal mistake. If they give you good advice, say in an 09 market or a down market or an 01 or 02 market, you're paying a premium, kind of like an insurance policy. But instead of an insurance policy that pays out after a disaster happens, which is how they pay out, this one pays beforehand because it keeps you from having the disaster.
Right, right.
It's designed to keep you from having the disaster. So when you file, if you file a claim on one of your rent houses, JC, you'd have to do it after it burns to the ground, not before, right?
Right.
I'm assuming. You can't just call your agent up and say, send me $100,000.
Yeah, I would assume you can. I've never tried that. But
I think my house is going to burn down tomorrow. Can you send me $100,000? I don't think that would work, too.
Right. Now, some of the best advice I think clients are given by their advisors, and just, you know, from what I've seen in our office, is telling people, no, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Right.
You get a lot of people to come in with some, I don't like to use the word crazy, but, you know, some very risky ideas that they don't fully understand the risk they're taking.
Right.
And that's a lot of what we do is just say, nah, here's what you're going to incur. Here's the risk you're taking if you do this.
Right. Here's why you don't want to do this. And I just had a call a couple weeks ago from a guy that had got an email from somewhere in Nigeria or somewhere. He wanted to buy some penny stock. Had no idea what the company was, but just said, oh, it's a great thing. I got this email, whatever. I'm like, no, just stay away. It was a pink sheet stock,
of course.
And we get that all the time. You know, I can't tell you how many times in 2012, 2013, when gold was at 1,800 an ounce, I told people not to buy gold.
Yes.
People were blowing up our phones waiting to buy gold. Of course, now gold's at what, 1,250, 1,300?
Yeah, I think it's free now.
Just a tad below 1,800.
Right.
So it went into a free fall basically after 12 or 13 and went straight down for the last 5 or 6 years. And it's just sometimes we want to do things that just aren't smart.
Well, and the thing that scares me to no end, it's one thing if somebody does something, takes a lot of risk, and then it burns them. It's another thing if they take a lot of risk that they shouldn't be taking and then do make money on that, they beat the odds, and then they want to try it 14 times after that and lose money 14 times.
Yes.
I mean, it's a cycle. It's best broken early.
Yes, you're right. You're better off losing the first time. Yeah.
Than try 20 times over.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, no matter what happens, no matter who the client is, I think at some point most clients run into the scenario where there's a 2001, 2002, 2008, 2016, a Brexit scenario, where they're going to try to do something that's not in their best interest. And sometimes we get the calls from clients before they do it. Sometimes we don't, JC, but hopefully we can shut that off, cut it off at the pass, so to speak, and avoid the destructive behavior on the front end, because it's a lot cheaper to do it that way than it is on the back end for the client after they lose 30-40% of their gold trade because they want to buy $500,000 worth of gold or whatever it might be. And just these highly leveraged, highly speculative investments that if you step back and look at it in the light of day, you would never make this kind of investment. If you have $600,000, you would never take $500,000 and put it into one stock or one company or one fund.
Right.
But yet people do this all the time. They'll buy gold.
Right. When it's gold, it's okay.
Yeah, when it's gold, it's okay. It's not risky. It's never more zero. I mean, and so we tend to do these things that are just nonsensical because we let our emotions take over. Because we get real fearful about the market or about the economy because we watch too much TV. We're being inundated on TV with the world coming to an end, and you got to buy gold, and then you've got 30 gold commercials in a row on the break. You know, when that happens, if gold prices are going up, you got a bunch of gold commercials. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Markets Never Forget, but people do. You can get a copy of it. Just give me a call, a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham on with J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, Markets Never Forget, But People Do, How Your Memory is Costing You Money, and Why This Time Isn't Different. You can get a free copy of this excellent book and our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free 30-page customized Social Security report on how to maximize your benefits and get up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, please, and we'll send that book out to you and the report, the one-page questionnaire to fill out for free. And, JC, we were talking before the break about destructive behavior, about people doing things that are not good for themselves.
Financially.
Right. And in our industry, we have brokers who are doing things that are not good for them, like trying to sell them annuities.
Right.
And then we also have people who are trying to do things that are not good for themselves. And,
like buy annuities?
Yeah. And to me, it is astonishing to me that any annuity salesperson would have trouble selling annuities, because we get calls from people all the time wanting to ask about them.
Yeah. I mean, they use the word guaranteed, right. Guaranteed income for life, things like that. They sound good.
Yeah. Well, I know better. There's one annuity in the state of Oklahoma that is particularly bad. I mean, it's just American Equity Gold, that one that I like to pick on so much. 16-year back-end load, JC. Ties up your money for 16 years. Do you know where you're going to be at in 16 years?
No, I do not.
You probably don't know where you'll be living in 16 years, because you buy like 3 houses a year. So
something like that.
Anyhow, but 16 years, what I'm trying to say, is a long time.
Right.
In your financial future, anybody's financial future. It doesn't matter how old you are, 16 years. And if somebody's 7 years old, 16 years is beyond their life expectancy.
Well, explain what that means. If somebody buys this annuity, 3 years down the road, some emergency comes up, and they want their money, yeah. What happens?
They will charge you a fee, a large, large fee to get your money out. If you take out more than 10%, usually these contracts will allow you to take up to 10% per year out. But in the first year, this one charges you 20%.
So you put in $100,000.
If you go beyond the 10%, you're allowed to withdraw.
And you need it all back, you leave 20% or $20,000 on the table.
Right. They'll charge you $20,000 to take it all back out.
Wow.
Quite a deal.
Yeah, that's a little pricey.
And one of the things the part that kills me about the annuities they don't tell you about is the way these guarantees work. On this contract, I believe it is, I think I'm correct on this, I hope so, I'm going from memory here, but the guarantee is only on like 87.5% of your money.
Uh-huh. The guarantee to do what?
The return of principal.
Okay.
It's like 87.5% of your money. It grows at like 1 or 2% a year. Eventually, it gets to 100 after like 10 years.
It's just like a little word trickery there, because you can say the same thing. Well, your money's guaranteed. Well, 1% of it is.
Yeah, 1% of it is. That's right.
We'll give you back 1%. Definitely.
It's how they do it. And it just amazes me that they're allowed to say this. But that's the way the guarantees work on almost all the equity index annuities. It's guaranteed on a portion of the money, usually not all of the money. It's usually on a portion of the money, and the growth rate is on a portion of the money, not all the money. And it never starts with, almost never starts with all the money, 100%. It'll start at 80% or 87%.
Wow.
Yeah. People just don't know, because they don't even know what to ask.
Right.
And all they hear is guarantee, and they forget the rest of it. You know, I think a lot of it goes out the window, which is kind of sad. But yeah, some of these annuities are just, I'm just not a fan. As you can probably tell, I'm not a fan of them. Anybody that wants to charge you 20% on your own money to get your money back in 1 year is kind of ridiculous.
Now, to me, a pretty good rule of thumb is that if it's an insurance product, it probably should not be your investment.
Right.
I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb. I mean, you're a pretty savvy financial guy. I mean, do you buy insurance products to try and make money on them?
No.
I mean, I don't know anyone that does that.
Right.
That, with the exception of annuities, and those are people that are usually, you know, with all due respect to anyone out there with an annuity, they're not usually a financial professional.
Right.
Because financial professionals don't buy themselves annuities.
Right.
They will sell you annuities all day long, but they will not buy them themselves.
This is very true. Yes. This is very, very true.
Where your stockbroker may very well be buying himself stock.
Right.
But he sure as heck is not buying himself an annuity.
Yes, absolutely correct. And that's a very good point that you make there. They don't rush to buy these things by themselves. When you buy insurance, you're buying to insure against a loss. when you put insurance on your house, you bought a house recently,
right?
Rental property. Did you insure it?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the reason for that?
I'm insuring against the risk of
right. But it's not for financial gain, is it?
No, as a matter, I'm hoping to lose money on this. I'm hoping to just pay in and never have a claim. Is what I'm hoping to do.
Right. So you don't buy it with the hope that you're going to make an extra $20,000 on it.
No, because even if they pay out, I'm probably still not making money on that. Right. I'm praying I break even. Is best case scenario.
And the problem here is, the insurance industry came out with this wonderful concept, what they call a wonderful concept many years ago, called whole life insurance, where they figured out they could charge clients for insurance and investments all in one product. And they bundled everything together so the client couldn't see how much they're actually paying for the insurance, because they're way overpaying for the insurance in these products and getting very little money invested. But the client thinks 3% a year guaranteed, that my $100 a month is getting 3% a year. Well, no, on your $100 a month, 90 of it's paying for the insurance, 10 of it's going to the investment side. Typically, is what I'm saying. And so you're only getting 3% on the $10, not the $100. But they bundled it together, so it's very hard to find that in the contract, unless you look very, very carefully into the contract. Well, like page 400 of the contract, it'll be somewhere in there, and then a table that'll show you the cost of your insurance, which will be 3 to 4 times what it were if you bought term insurance.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. So, anyhow, the insurance industry came up with that, and then came up with equity index life and annuities and all these other products that are variants of the whole life concept they came up with back in the 60s, because they figured out a way to tap into this massive pool of capital and make more money. Instead of just selling life insurance, let's go sell it as an investment, so we get the investment money, too, from people. And then people will never know what they're buying. So I think that's part of the game, so to speak, that they like, that they rely on so heavily. And it's very interesting. You know, we talk about underperformance and about how people underperform their own investments. I've talked about this on the show for years. The average equity mutual fund in the United States over the last 20 years made 10.5%, JC. The average person investing in that same fund made only 3.5%. Okay? So they lost by 7% against their own investment. Not against the market, but against their own investment. So if XYZ fund did 10.5, the average investor in XYZ only did 3.5. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This is where your advisor comes in. So let's talk about what the worth is to your advisor. If your advisor helps you to close that gap from 3.5% to 10.5%, what's their value to you? If you have $100,000 over 20 years and you grow it at 3.5%, it grows to $198,000. If you grow it at 10.5%, it grows to $736,000, a difference of $537,000. In the same investment, by the way.
Right.
You're not changing investments. You're not taking on more risk. You're just changing your behavior. As in, don't sell, you know, at the bottom in 09 or something ridiculous like that, or don't buy gold.
Right.
Don't put all your money into gold. If you have $200,000, let's go number for $200,000. Over 20 years at 3.5%, your $200,000 goes to $397,000. At 10.5%, it grows to $1.47 million. That's without adding a dime. That's just a straight investment lump sum. So the advisor in that case has added $1 million to your bottom line. He's taking you from 397 to 1.4 million. Not by changing your investments, but by changing your behavior. And that's where the value is, I think, for advisors. That's where we add value. We get people not to do things, not to shoot themselves in the foot. If every time they call you up and say, JC, what should I do? And you say, sit tight. What if that's – a lot of times that is the best thing for them to do, is to not do anything. But for clients, that's difficult to understand. Many times that's difficult, especially when the market's doing some weird things like the election around, you know, October, November of last year. We had some bizarre phone calls from people saying – I had a lady call me after the election and says, I'm worried about the market now that Trump won. Of course, the market was going straight up.
Yeah.
Remember? I was like, what's everyone worried
about? So don't worry. You'll get used to this money and freedom.
That's right. You'll get used to having a better economy and a better market. Yeah. And more jobs. And it's just puzzling to see how people react and respond to it. Of course, we're reacting with our own filter and our own mindset. If somebody wanted Hillary to win, they're going to think a Trump economy is going to be bad no matter what. And vice versa. The same applies the other way. I realize that. You know, if somebody wanted Trump to win and Hillary had won, they would be afraid of the economy, might be fearful of the economy, of what was going to happen.
Yeah, but we're 6 months into the election now, and it's hard to argue with the results,
well,
at least from a market standpoint. I mean,
the market certainly likes Mr. Trump. There is no question about that. The market likes what he's doing. The market likes seems to be very content with what he's doing. He's just more business friendly. I mean, he's a businessman.
Right.
This isn't hard to understand why. It's pretty common sense. If you think about it, I don't know why we elect people that are not business people to run our country. I don't know why we ever do that. I don't think it's very smart.
Well, we've got a lot of non-business people in the country.
Right. But the government is basically the biggest business in the country.
Right. Well, there's a certain party in this country that has basically vilified business for the last 20 years.
Those evil capitalists.
And there's a lot of people that have bought into that and think that businesses are horrible. Yet when you go to a company, or excuse me, a country with no businesses, it's an eye-opener.
Right. Go to Cuba or something, try to find food or car parts for your car or something like that. Good luck. We have to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Markets Never Forget, but people do. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
Is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things, all at a quarter to three? When they play their music, ooh, that modern music.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, somebody get the doctor on the phone. I got a funny feeling, won't leave me alone.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullen, J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, Markets Never Forget, But People Do, How Your Memory is Costing You Money and Why This Time Isn't Different. Great book all about black swans, how to avoid them, how to watch out for them, and what to do when you find yourself in one. And I should explain what a black swan is.
What is a black swan?
An unexpected, tragic market event like a 9/11 or an 08 fiscal crisis like we've had. And we have these every couple of years. We do run into these things. And they're usually different catalysts, but they have similar results and outcomes. Anyhow, the book is free. The report is free for Social Security if you want the report and all that stuff. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, please, and we'll send you the book and the report for free. No cost, no obligation. Yeah, Black Swans was a book. There was a book called The Black Swans, Where the Black Swans Are by Nassim Taleb a couple of years ago. Good book that talks about how these events are catastrophic and how people tend to reflect afterwards, JC, that it was obvious it was coming. Like they knew that 08 was coming. All these people would say they knew 08 was going
to
happen. But yet they were still
in
the market.
But they didn't react
to it. Yeah, they didn't get out. They were still in the market getting clobbered.
I wanted to lose half my money.
That's right. Yeah, I knew it was coming. I just didn't want to do anything about it. I was busy that day, so...
The ironic part about a black swan like 2008 is so easy to avoid. As long as you've got any sort of investment that has a mechanism of getting out, most of the time it's going to be sensitive enough to react to a 2008. I mean, once the market falls 50%, if your investment is not sensitive enough to get out, or your strategy is not sensitive enough to get out, then you probably need to come up with a new strategy.
Well, the problem is for most brokers and advisors, their strategy is flying by the seat of their pants.
Right.
Or doing whatever their research department tells them, which on any given day is 50 different things.
Right.
At the same time. I mean, you know, even our research department is guilty of that. They'll do the same thing. They will have somebody up there to say buy today. Somebody will say sell. Doesn't matter what it is. Somebody will say buy technology. Somebody will say buy oil, sell this, buy that. You have to have a strategy, which is why I like the way we do stuff with target volatility and things like that. We know exactly what we're going to do. We know that if X happens, we do Y, because we have quantifiable, measurable strategies that tell us and define clearly when, where, why, and how we make moves. Like target volatility, we just every month based on an algorithm. We adjust our positions up or down, our equity positions up or down, to keep the volatility constant, right?
Right.
I just put the numbers in the computer and I do what the program says. It says put 52 or put 6% in, you know, large cap value, 4% in small cap growth, and do this and do that. And I do exactly what it says. And so far, it's worked wonderfully. By the way, I've been very pleased with it. And I want to talk about volatility, speaking of which. I want to remind people of some volatility numbers, because people tend to forget, when we get in times of higher volatility, what we've had in the past, and they forget. When we get in times of lower volatility, we tend to forget about the peaks, you know, the 08s, things like that. Average over the last 35 years, JC, the S&P has had an average intra-year decline in excess of 14% every year.
So a 14% drawdown.
Yeah, every year.
Okay.
Yes, that's been the average. We had one in August 15. Remember we had that 17%
yes.
pullback. So we average these quite frequently every year. From November of 1980 to August of 82, the S&P was down 27%. I know this is before your time, JC, but I was around back then. Okay? Paul Volcker was raising rates quickly. He was the chair of the Federal Reserve at the time. He was raising rates aggressively to combat interest rates, to combat inflation. Excuse me. 27%. 1987, August through December, 34% decline in the S&P. And that's in 3 months. That's pretty rapid. That's a pretty good hit right there. Did the market recover?
Yes, I believe it did.
It did, yes. July of 1990 to October of 90, the index was down 20%. July of 1998 to August of 98, down 19%. March of 2000 to October 2002, 49% decline. That was the tech bubble and the burst.
Right,
subsequent
right.
burst. That was the burst part, I should say. That was a two-year period. 49%. I remember that as an advisor. I remember that. It was painful. Then we have 07 to 09. 57% from top to bottom. It's a bit of a decline, wouldn't you say?
A little bit.
April through October of 11, we had a 19% decline. And that was, I think, Greece and Europe related, if I remember correctly. Somewhere around
in
there.
In 11, yeah, that was Greece, yeah.
Somewhere around there. Then last year we had that Brexit thing, and the market took a little dip. It wasn't a huge dip, but our market took a little bit of a hit. It lasted like 2 days, and that was it. So what I'm trying to say is we'll always have declines in our market. We've got to keep our eye on the ball. We've got to focus on what the goal is. And as you know, JC, I'm not the most religious person in the world, so I'm not going to claim to be, but I'm going to read you a quote here that refers to religion. And
okay.
You're looking at me like, oh, this is dangerous.
I know this is going to be the Quran or whatever we're reading here.
No. In the book of Genesis, it says, God gives Adam and Eve dominion over all the earth, forbidding them from tasting the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And for a moment, their innocence is perfect. But then being human, they succumb to evil, right?
Yes.
And then forever lost after that. The same goes for our investment plans. We start out with a great plan. And we sit down with a client, go over their plan, and say, we're going to put away X number of dollars per year. We're going to invest this money for you every year. And then what happens when we have the first market hiccup, JC?
They abandon the plan.
The plan goes out the window, doesn't it? Right. Because we don't focus on the goal. The goal isn't what our annual returns are. That shouldn't be our goal for investing. Think about this. Our goal should be making sure we have enough money at the end of the day.
Right, right.
To live on when we're 65 or right. 70 or 60, whenever we're going to retire. Our goal should be amassing enough capital to provide for our lifestyle for 30 years in retirement, or however many years we may live in retirement, approximately 30 years, let's just say. That should be our goal. So if we invest, you know, $8,000 a year or $10,000 a year, that's more important than whether or not we get 10 or 10.5% per year return.
Right, right.
So, but many times we lose our focus and we don't see the forest from the trees. We worry about the wrong thing, so to speak. We don't focus on what the goal is, the goal being hitting the ultimate number.
William O'Neill has a very similar quote that I'm going to butcher here real quick, but it's some to the extent of investing is not about your returns. It's about making smart decisions repeatedly over time, and that will lead to winning. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some, you know, in the meantime, but you'll eventually win the war if you make smart decisions over and over and over again.
Well, and that's very, very true. And part of the problem that we have is that we're wired backwards for investing. We're, by human nature, we tend to focus too much on the short term, not enough on the long term, right? Because we're focused on survival beings, as our animals and things like that. We're focused on survival. And focusing on survival requires us to focus on the short term, because to live for 10 years, we have to live through today, first of all, right?
Right.
If we don't live through today, the next 10 years kind of goes out the window. It's kind of irrelevant. And so the problem is we're built for this short-term survival, and when the market tanks, we tend to panic and pull the plug because we think, oh, at least I'll get through today. In the long run, that hurts us. That gets us back to the 3.5% versus 10.5% per year returns.
Right, right.
That's how we get those kind of returns, because we keep doing that over and over, and we keep making these long-term plans, but then we respond and change the plans based on short-term phenomenon, short-term news events, things we shouldn't be focusing on. We're about out of time, but I want to remind you of our free book, Markets Never Forget, but People Do. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Thank you very much for listening.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,